It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's top lawmakers will meet with Governor Jared Polis' administration tomorrow to talk about the ongoing public health emergency. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Lawmakers from both parties will get to question administration officials on the governor's emergency orders and what's next. Democrat Casey Becker is House Speaker.
I think it gives us the opportunity to ask, you know, what's currently happening in the state? What are the trends that they're noticing? What are the updates on some of these executive orders? Because, frankly, there have been a lot and they're hard to keep track of what's going on. You know, what are some of the triggers or reasons that things in the future could change either to become more lax or more strict?
It's the first of several meetings under a new state law that aims to create more legislative oversight during emergencies like the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver public school teachers and staff begin a two-week training today to prepare them for the school year, which will be remote for the first quarter. Superintendent Susanna Cordova says staff will focus on how to build relationships with students virtually and how to follow guidelines for COVID-19.
We have made many updates to what the virtual program will look like, and we think it's really important that we're supporting the integrity of high-quality virtual instruction for all of our students.
Cordova says parents, students, and staff responded positively to remote education in the spring when they had more contact with each other. The curriculum this fall will include regularly scheduled check-ins with teachers, parents, and students, office hours, and small group instruction. In Fort Collins, authorities say three people were arrested and another cited after fights broke out at a pro-police rally Saturday. The Back the Blue rally began outside the Fort Collins Police Department. It was met by counter-protesters. Video shows members of the pro-police crowd walking toward a smaller group of counter-protesters who were backing away before the fights began. Neither side was singled out for blame. Police said both had active aggressors. Fort Collins has a mostly sunny day and highs today in the 80s. It will be close to 90 around Denver and in Colorado Springs, and about the same tomorrow, then into the 90s later on this week. 90 in Pueblo, Grand Junction sunny, but with some wildfire smoke and highs in the 90s all week. In the mountains, a chance for thunderstorms and highs in the 70s around Vail, 80s in Aspen, and getting warmer through the week. This is CPR News.